guys, thank you so much for being coming to our table, hanging out with Nashville on the Rocks. I was very excited because when I saw your name on the list, I know of you. So I don't think I'd ever actually met you in person. And I was like, oh, fucking right on. I was like, I would love to have Dixie at this table.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm very happy about that.
I'm very happy that y'all thought of us.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to say this. So Dixie Dragster, is that Dixie your first name?
Yes, Dixie's my first name.
I love that.
Dixie Carl King, that's my name.
I love it. And this is your band?
Yes.
Yes.
So we got Taylor and Aaron. I love it. Okay, so can you please, for the people that are listening to us, like some of our fans, they're probably going to know who you are because we're all in Nashville, but can you tell us, like, what is your style and what kind of music do you play?
Everything that you want to see that you're not seeing is what you can see at a Dixie Dragster show. It's all-inclusive. Any person who wants to have a good time, you can have that time. With us, you can do whatever you want as long as it's, you know, nothing... Too crazy, but
it's always too crazy.
Yeah, but
it's always too crazy.
As long as it's like only like illegal in a couple states, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
And that's rock and roll, man.
That's right, that's unapologetic. Rock and roll, baby.
It's unapologetic. It's all about love and fucking everyone being who they want to be. That's what we're about.
It's only rock and roll, man.
It's a celebration of just freedom.
Well, I dig that first and foremost. And so I was checking some stuff out on your page. And, like, so you've got some new music coming out.
We do. So yes. We have a whole new live record out produced by Tuck Smith. You may have probably heard of him.
Yes.
He's a cool cat. We love him. And so we've been working on, we did that like a year ago. Aaron, a year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago.
And so we recorded that live. And that's basically, we've been done with that for a long time. It's finally out. But in the meantime, we have been playing shows and working on this new record, a full length.
Yeah.
And so that should be coming out. We don't have an exact date. We're trying to get it out as soon as possible. We're probably 8 songs in. We probably want to do more than 8. I don't know. We have anything from 12 to 24. So we don't know exactly how many songs we're going to put out. But we're going to do a full length. But we have a huge show happening in, what is it, Wisconsin?
July 19th in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Rock, okay. Fest. Rock Fest. It's
that's what it's called, Bad Rock Omen. Fest?
It's all these cats are playing. It's going to be cool.
Cool.
Got so a I've great heard, spot on there. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying that I've heard a lot about, like, the whole Wisconsin, Minneapolis, like, market. Like, anything up in the north that has stuff up there, it's really kind of a privilege to play up there because not a whole lot of bands get to that area.
Exactly.
So if you can make that area, like, people really enjoy that. That's, like, kind of a missed out part of the U.S.
I totally agree. Like, my whole life, I've been playing since I was probably 14, mm-hmm. and I've always done the Rochester, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota. I remember when I was a young kid playing, I was playing drums at the time for, at the, what is it, 8th, no, what is it, the, in Minneapolis, it's like where the Prince Club was.
Okay.
7th Street, is that what it's called, 7th Street?
You know, and I should probably say Dan and I are from Rochester, New York.
So that's fucking amazing.
So I kind of like, when I said Rochester, I could totally understand why you said Minnesota because Rochester, Minnesota.
Right.
There's all that. And we love another cats to mention, the Wicked Boys.
Okay.
We were supposed to do a show with them recently. We had to, like, we both have some scheduling conflicts, so we had to, like, postpone that show.
Sure.
But we love those cats. We love, like, every single time I've ever played up there, that's been, like, we love, it's funny, we did an interview earlier, and we were talking about how the Rochester Fire Marshals, how much we love them, because they allowed so much stuff, and they did not make us pay for all the smoke and bombs and stuff, and they were really cool about it.
They're like, oh no, they're just having a good time.
Playing show up there, you know, and then all of a sudden, there's so much smoke, we don't see what's going on with the crowd, and all of a sudden you have... you know, Rochester's finest up on stage with us with axes and, you know, air tanks. And we're like, what did we do wrong? We're sorry.
It's a good photo op, though, man.
Oh, it was amazing. We were trying to figure it out. We're playing, you know.
That's what I was going to say. And as I do this, I'm going to hand you out this mocktail that I have.
Okay.
Because we can't have real alcohol at this part. So I've labeled all of this. Aaron, my darling. And then we have Taylor. And so if y'all like gin,
I love gin. Gin's my favorite drink.
So because this is a mocktail. Okay. That's perfect. I love that because we haven't had any gin drinkers today. It's been kind of, I get it. I
love a cold
drink. So this is an NA.
That's a lot of gin in here.
But that's the thing. It's no gin. But it
no, that's a lie.
Like that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
I love how censored like this is. It's a lie, y'all. Let me tell you something. She's trying to say that there's no alcohol in this drink. There's 100% 100 proof in this cup.
We'll find out, man, if there was.
We see, Dixie Dragster, we are all about seeking the truth. And right now, the truth is there is gin in this drink. Don't let the people fool you.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. I love that so much. Hey, cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thank you this so much for having us.
We appreciate
you guys,
man.
This is a really fun time for us. So we, even if it's small, we get a chance to hang out with people.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Love it. Mm.
So where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
You are from here.
I'm born and raised.
Holy
yes, ma'am.
Holy shit. You don't even sound like you're from here.
I do. The more gin I drink, the more drawl you can hear. Trust me. Trust me.
Are you guys from here, too?
I'm not.
No, okay.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Where?
Close enough. Where? Way closer than Dan and me. You know what I mean? We're from New York. We've been here for like 10 years.
What part
years.
Are you, Rochester?
Rochester.
That's cool. I love Rochester. It's great.
It's fun. It's really snowy. It's like really, really cold.
Yeah, it's a rock and roll town, though. It's a rock and roll town.
It is.
That's
it,
all you do is rock and roll.
It's a big metal
really
and a big rock town. You know, I will say this. It's like we were the one, the top, we got voted one of the top five metalist cities and also one of the top five snowiest cities. And I was like, how are those things together?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back in the day, I was in a band called The Tip, and we played with...
I remember that. That's where I first saw
That's
you.
That's what it was.
Okay, it was The Tip.
Well,
wow, what
we used
band.
To play with Hot Mayo, which is a Rochester fucking band. They're fucking amazing.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I love Hot Mayo. And so we would be on the fucking marquee. It would be The Tip and Hot Mayo. And I thought it was fucking match made in heaven, man. It was great.
They were connecting, man.
I love Rochester. It's a fucking rock and roll town, and it doesn't get enough credit. It really doesn't.
It doesn't. You know, Dan cut his teeth there, and now he's doing a lot of music here, and it's really, like, really fun. I was just like, listen, it's too cold for you motherfuckers. I'm headed out. Peace. Love all of you guys. I was like, great. But that's super cool. I did not know that you were from here. So can you tell me, when's your next Nashville show?
Next Nashville show, let's see. We don't have anything that we're... Because we've been in the studio, like, recording a whole new record.
Yeah.
And so we've just been focused on that. We have the show out in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. We have Wisconsin. And so we've kind of been just focusing. We did a couple, like, local shows.
Yeah.
Here recently.
Okay.
But yeah, like, those are kind of done and over with for, like, the moment. But... We're just kind of focusing on the record, and we're, like, really pushing it for this, like, new show that we're going to be doing in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we did it. We lucked out. We got a great spot on it. So
That's
I know
so
a lot
cool.
of people there won't know who we are, but I feel like at the end of the night, they will never be able to forget us.
They exactly will know who you are.
Hey, let me ask you this question. I mean, you guys are doing, like, a full record. Does that mean you're not going to be releasing, singles, or is it like the track listing is important?
I mean, honestly,
for the whole piece? And vinyl. Are you going to do vinyl?
We have a vinyl out. We just put it out. It's for this new live record that we did. Like, it's brand new, but we recorded it like a year, like over the past year.
Okay.
And so we're doing that. We may release singles. We don't know exactly. We have like a bunch. We're just kind of like building a big repertoire of new songs. And so we haven't decided what we're going to do with it. So far, we may just release it all at once. We may do a two double LP. We may just do a single. We don't know exactly. We may piece it out and then release a big one. Honestly, we're just trying to like really create right now.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've been in that like space of just creating.
Absolutely. And can you tell me, in your songwriting in the band, who is there someone that's a primary songwriter, or do you all get together and like kind of work on everything?
Yeah, I would say me and Aaron, we write.
Sorry, Taylor.
Yeah, sorry, Taylor.
Yeah, no. Trust me, I'm used to taking the
He's
back
like,
seat.
I'm good.
Me and Aaron.
There's only two guys in the world that have better hair than me, and they're both sitting in front of me.
So. Oh, man, I need to cut myself. I appreciate that, Taylor. Goddamn. I think he has the best hair. You know, no big deal.
I love it. You guys all have great hair.
Yeah,
oh,
I
we appreciate
you
that.
You guys are like totally embodying like a part of like that I in my younger years was not available for because I was too young. That like you guys are
your
really
mom a, said no.
Oh hell yes.
Yeah.
You guys. Are doing
I know what
a great
you're trying
job.
To say.
Yes.
You probably had a great relationship with your parents, and that's amazing.
Man, okay. How wrong can one be?
Oh, hey, listen, brother. in this climate, I'm just hoping for the best. You know what I'm saying?
That's just fair.
It, man.
That's fair.
Oh, we got the product
placement.
Oh, yeah, what do we got here?
I love
Very
it.
Cool,
oh,
man.
Hello.
Yeah, hold it in front of the camera there.
Right.
Yeah, Dixie Dragster, man.
So hell yeah. So you guys primarily do the writing. And so, like, how does that work out for y'all as a band? Do you think that that's a good, like, mix?
Yeah. Here's the thing is, anyone's open to bring any song. Like, Paul, who's not here right now, he's written some songs on the record, which are fucking amazing, you know? Anyone's allowed to bring anything to the fucking table, yeah. You know? It's not like one person's, like, duty. If there's a song, we will find it, we'll figure it out, and we'll work through it, and that's kind of, like, what we're about.
I love that.
I mean, the way that I look at it is, like, don't say no to anything. Let's write every fucking song that
exactly.
we can.
Well, just check out all the ideas.
And the good ones will come through.
I love that.
It's like, if you have 20 songs and 10 of them are hell yes, why not? You
know? Well, and that's, I think that's right the coolest on. Thing that I've heard so far because, like, you know, a lot of times when people are writing at bands, it can get a little territorial. Everybody's kind of struggling for their ideas. But it sounds like you guys are all, like, really just about, like, you don't think about that first.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I'm hearing and from what, like, it appears to be, like, you guys are just want to do cool shit. So you want whatever's going to be cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, it's like I'll wake up and, like, one day and, like, I'm like, hey man, Aaron, I got this fucking riff. It's fucking E&A. You know, yeah. Classic E&A.
E&A.
And I got some verses for it.
A couple times.
Oh, it's always happening. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you're just now learning, is that the camera? If you're just now learning guitar and you want to learn songs that are really easy, check out this record. It's E and it's A. And it's very easy. It's not TNA, it's E&A.
There we go, man.
Is there a song that, like, really kind of means a lot to you guys right now? Like, something that's out there?
Yeah.
Just because it's
He loves El Camino.
It's the most fun. It's like I said, it's two chords, but for whatever fucking reason,
that's a good one.
I love that song. And it's connection.
Yeah. I dig it. Yeah.
Aaron, what's your favorite song?
My favorite is Show and Tell.
Of course it is.
I don't know.
It's a great fucking song.
And tell me about some of your influences.
Oh, influences. All right. I would say Kiss, Aerosmith, Black Sabbath, Hall & Oates.
Okay. Hall & Oates. You like me throwing some Hall & Oates out in there.
Hey, man. I had some good stuff.
Huey Lewis in the News.
I'll tell you what. Etta James. Real
square.
Talk. Etta James. Johnny Guitar Watson. Howlin' Wolf.
Okay.
Chuck Berry.
Respect.
Chuck fucking
Respect.
Berry. Little Richard. If you don't realize.
That was the next thing out of my mouth. If you don't like Little Richard, fuck you.
Yeah, if you don't like Little Richard, you don't know what rock and roll is.
Yeah, he started that shit, right? Yeah.
I challenge anyone. I'm just saying. Little Richard, gay in Macon, Georgia, fucking wearing fucking eyeliner, the first person to do it.
Punk rock. Right
there. Fucking
yeah,
everything. No,
about.
I'm just saying everything, dude. That motherfucker was living in a time where everything that he was, he could have been killed for.
He shouldn't have been
and that motherfucker fucking pushed through, wrote bitchin' songs, and never got the fucking credit that he ever fucking, yeah.
That's better than very that. Accurate.
I'm just saying.
That.
Yeah, Little Richard, y'all.
Shit.
I'm just saying, that motherfucker deserves... Every time someone gets an award, he should get travel miles. God rest his soul. God rest his soul. His family should be traveling for free. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
Man, that is right.
You're going to make me cry talking about Little Richard.
I
right
know,
now.
Man, dude. I fucking love Little Richard.
So how did you all get together?
How did we get together? So I actually... The shoes that he's wearing right now, if we actually show it off on the
oh
film...
Oh, my God. They look fun.
So I was working at a store, and he came in, and those are two sizes too big for him to fit. But I was such a good salesman that I sold him on the boots. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm in college right now. I was like, well, why don't you do it? Finish college, you know, on internet and move
I
down
didn't
here.
I finish.
So I thought he did, but he didn't finish. He moved down here like 2 weeks after I fucking told him to move here.
Oh, wow.
And we just started our journey from there.
Okay, that's cool.
And then me and Taylor, we have a brother.
Okay.
We share a brother. And so we were shopping for couches at the Salvation Army.
Oh, my God.
And
a lip couch.
It was lips. There was a lip
like
couch.
An actual, like,
yeah.
Lip?
And
the,
so
in
we,
the shape of lips?
Yeah.
Where the... Okay, good for you.
As it turns out, he was walking past me, and I kind of already knew who he was
because okay.
I'd been to shows. Because
you saw
and
the
I'd
tip.
Seen him, but we were both looking at this couch, and he walked past me. He's like, "Hey, man, do you play music?" I was like,
You're like, yeah. You look like you play music.
I do.
It's like, you're a hot little lady. What do you play some music?
It was the fastest friend I've ever made.
Oh, that's cool.
Super fast.
Painfully fast, as a matter of fact, that you wouldn't know we hadn't known each other for years. You still wouldn't know we hadn't known each other for the rest of our lives.
Such a fast friendship. Well, it seems like you guys are doing an excellent job, like just hanging out, and like it's all good vibes. So
nothing but the best vibes.
I dig that. That makes me feel so good. I'm really excited to hear what you guys come up with, and I'm excited for you in your next journey, especially coming in through and like playing the festivals and like playing that gig in Wisconsin and more people getting to know you, because I think there's something really important you have to say.
Yeah,
I do.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, I know this is a short time frame, but I really appreciate you guys sitting and hang out with
us. I appreciate you having us. This has been amazing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Unapologetic, man. Authenticity, man.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
seem like the real deal.
Yeah.
I appreciate
yeah.
that. I take my little kids wherever I go. And I'm not one of those parents that like hits their hands. You know, I'm like, I'm going to let them learn. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to burn your hand on the burner.
No, they're going to learn.
They'll know. Seriously, though, like, I'm so excited for people to get to know you more because I love this. I love how you guys seem to have so much fun together, and I know that the music's cool. So I appreciate that.
I appreciate you for having us on here.
Of course. Thank you, guys. We will look out for you. Everybody, check out Dixie Dragster. Check out Instagram. If you're in Wisconsin, check it out. But just fucking check out Instagram in general and watch out for new music. Okay?
All right. Love y'all. God bless.
Bye. Thank you.
Rock and roll.
Wow.